Now, Sabina Trench from Slea Nua Careers has joined us on the phone. Good afternoon, Sabina.
Good afternoon, Stephen.
Now, our question for you today is from a young person who is about to graduate, and what they're saying is, last week you talked about young job seekers without degrees, and this person goes on to say, I'm going to graduate from college this year, and I'm wondering if there's anything I can do now to get a head start in my job search. Any advice would be most welcome. I'm sure that's something that would be reflected across a lot of our listeners, and indeed a lot of the people you deal with, Sabina.
Yes, and you know, while we might be sitting here at the end of March and people are wondering, God, you know, isn't this boy or girl getting a bit ahead of themselves, it's really timely actually that they're writing into the programme, because they certainly should, there are things that they should be doing. In the first place, I would say, is log on to gradireland.com and start having a look for some of the opportunities that are open at the moment. We'll say, with applications actually due to close fairly shortly for graduate employment programmes coming up around the country over the next few months.
What's that website again, Sabina?
So it's www.gradireland.com.
And are they government jobs or more general?
No. But that's interesting. These are just general graduate employment opportunities. But there is another website called gradpublicjobs.ie, and that does have public sector graduate opportunities on there. Now, at the minute, there isn't a whole pile on there, but I would recommend to this listener and other listeners in a similar position that they should log on to publicjobs.ie and register there for graduate opportunities jobs alerts, because things will crop up and will start to crop up over the next few months in that.
The other thing that comes up occasionally in relation to graduates, should they take a job which some people would consider beneath them? I don't like that expression, but you know what I mean, that where a degree is not required.
Well, I suppose I would try in the first instance to try and go for, you know, the sector or the area that you are hoping to, you know, to forge a career in, or at least something that is somewhat related. Like if, for example, somebody's in catering college at the moment and they get a job working in a bar or a restaurant over the summer months, I'd say absolutely go for it. But, you know, if we'll say you're, graduating with some kind of a business finance degree, it might be better if you could try, well, now, even if you were in the bar, maybe if you were on retail or something, to get a bit of an insight into cash flow, turnover, cashing up in the evenings, that kind of thing. So I'd never say a job is beneath anybody, because if you use it to best effect, you can learn something out of everything.
That's a good note on which to finish, Sabina. We're cutting it a small bit short today. We've had a few problems with guests earlier on and moving them around
in
time. But thank you for that, and I'm sure that is helpful to our listener, indeed to other listeners in a similar situation. That was Sabina Trench from Slea Nua Careers. Now you're listening to The Grapevine here on CRC.